Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk.
Barbecue Superstars. It's not Barbecue Shop Talk tonight. We are live in Fort Myers, Florida. And we've got Marco here from Forest Lumps Charcoal. If you go to www.forestlumps.com, you'll find the most outstanding charcoal. Now, we have latched on to Marco now. He has got a fantastic product. Now, folks, you know, if you make a briquette, you've got to have a binder. I don't know that you can press charcoal dust together hard enough to make a brick. You gotta have some kind of something to say.
Binder and soda.
A binder and a soda. And
soda.
But Forest Lumps doesn't have briquettes. Forest Lumps has got lump charcoal, and it's actual wood that has been charcoal. And
Carbonized.
And you know, folks, to tell you the truth, that wood is so pure that the flavor that's exuded into those foods by using that charcoal, it's simply amazing. Now, Barbecue Superstars has found its charcoal. I'm officially endorsing and coming back and saying Daryl Mast has found the center of the universe in charcoal industry, and that is Forest Lumps. We got Marco Taylor here, and Marco, to start off with, so our listeners can find out who and what you are, could you tell us just a little bit about how you got involved and what your history is as far as where you lived and all?
Well, I'm just a good old Louisiana boy, born in Bricunas. Anyway, I did what Dad did. I found myself a good girl from the old world, Central Europe, former Yugoslavia. Yeah, that's where the, you know, countries broke apart, and yet that's where the fourth most strategic forest is in the world, in the Balkans. In that area, I lived for 16 years on the Adriatic Sea coast in Montenegro, raising my kids and building real estate. Then I actually decided that was enough, 35 years of real estate.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Well, 20 over here in the States and 15 over there, And, of course, the economy dictated that you needed to look somewhere else because real estate wasn't doing anything.
Man.
So renewable energy was very interesting. Like I said, the fourth most strategic forest in the world, in the Balkans, 10%, even less in some areas of the Balkans. The forest isn't even addressed. But since the 13th century, I did say 13th century, this area has supported Europe with charcoal resources. Charcoal, of course, the original term used is a charcoal collier. Charcoal collier is a gentleman that goes out like me, works with the individual producers, brings it in, brokers it out. However, back then, who knows how they did it. Today, I do it totally, you know, with very many stages of quality control. First thing that I want to do is prove that the feedstock, the wood that's being used, is exclusively European beechwood. European beechwood is a dense, extremely dense, high-grade wood that's mostly used in furniture and flooring, as you've known beechwood. Beautiful rosy color, lovely grains, they're all tightly knit, no knots. And because of that, the beechwood that grows over there in Europe is called European beechwood because it grows in high altitudes, very cold winters, and it makes for extremely dense wood. The beechwood is the feedstock because the furniture industry is supported by the timber industry. They pull out the tree trunk. The tree trunk, once it's pulled out, the tree that's toppled, the tops are just left inside the forest. There's no economic reason to bring it out as firewood. There's no other reason to bring it out as pellets because it just doesn't work. There's practically a decent living that people can make bringing out charcoal, but in essence, I gather it from the people by going into where the charcoal is produced in the kilns, the small batch kilns. And it's very important that small batch kilns are different from the large industrial production of charcoal, because the small batch kilns, as they're processed, they leave a nice amount of taste and flavor and smoke inside of the charcoal itself. Now, as you come out of the forest with the charcoal, I bring it into the packing facilities that I have there. We go through three more stages of quality control. The first stage that we do is we sort for carbonization. Full carbonized charcoal must be our challenge. Anything that is heavier, anything that does not crack when you're trying to crack large pieces, to make sure that large pieces are not overwhelming inside the package. And nobody really wants the large pieces because they bridge up in the gravity feeders and all that. So we go through that, making sure that everything's carbonized. We also, during that same process, are sifting it and pulling out any possible foreign matter. Now, we collect the charcoal on tines, not on shovels, and therefore we don't have soil that gets in your bag. We don't have rocks that get in your bag. And God forbid that we allow anything going in, because we really have a very tight packing line. In the end, it's hand-sorted into two bags in a box.
Hold just for a second. Hey, buddy, do you go to school here? Now, you see that camera right there? That is the live feed of this event. And if you walk up, it's on your website for the school. You can go say hi and everybody will see you.
Go ahead. So anyway, in the final phase of the packaging, we just put it in two bags inside of a box. We fill it, and you top it off at 21 pounds. From there, we shrink wrap the pallets, protect them in a dry hanger until the container comes. We load a container, and we ship over roughly about 30,000 pounds in a container. And I have container, the landed pallets are already here, and two more containers are landing, and we intend to do three containers and four containers and up to six containers. We can go to 100,000 right now with our packing facility on a monthly basis. That's 100 metric tons a month, is roughly 220,000 pounds a month.
Man, that's a lot of charcoal. Now, folks, I'm telling you, Jimmy Brode from Everglades Seasoning won a grand championship last week. And if you think about the difference between his barbecue and probably a few other competitors, now a lot of them are using forest lumps, but there were a few that did not use forest lumps. He was 10 points clearly ahead of the whole field. Now, a 10-point win in barbecue terms is like that great horse. Yeah, that's like that great race horse that won by a whole lap. I mean, that's like unbelievably good. And Jimmy Brode, come on. Now, if you go to my YouTube channel or you go on my website to the left, you go down and see How to Cook Barbecue Super Pack, you'll see forest lumps right there. Hit that. And Jimmy Brode said, the only thing I want to know is, how can I get some more forest lumps? And it's just sweeping the country now. We got some calls from Georgia. We got some calls from North Carolina. We got some calls from all over the country today trying to figure out what this forest lumps craze is all about. And you know, Bargo, since it's so pure, it's such a pure burn. Now, we actually had an email, I got to say, it might have been from one of the other charcoal companies. They would not divulge their email address, wanting to get a box so they could do research on what's going on. And I tell you what, yeah, I don't know, but forest lumps might revolutionize the barbecue industry.
Hardwood.
Okay, the hardwood industry. That's what I'm...
No, the hardwood barbecue.
Yeah, the hardwood charcoal industry. And I tell you what did you think about the email when you got it and they wouldn't divulge their email address?
Oh, I was ready and willing to go. I figured it was Naked Wiz, and I tried to figure out how to answer the email and just kept on eliminating it. So there are no secrets. Look, trade secrets, you know what trade secrets is? You put a little sweat on your brow, you put a little strain in your back, and you bring to the market an honestly good, pure, organic, virgin forest lumps product.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Now here's the magic of forest lumps. Now, folks, if you can imagine an average community in America, I'm talking about, you just look down the road at some of the people that you know, and these people got together and moved into the woods. We're talking about the deep forest. They live there. They make their money there. This is a life daily process for them.
They're loggers, forestmen.
And they make the logs for the furniture, but also they take the byproducts and the waste, and instead of burning it or just piling it up or covering it up, they decided to recycle this. But these people are experts with wood. It's their whole life daily.
Yeah, we don't use the sawmill waste. And actually, if I wanted to, I could, because the sawmill waste is roughly about 60% cost of what the value of the salvaged wood is that we're using. The salvaged wood, of course, we have to put a value on it. We can't just tell people that, you know, you're letting it rot out there and we're walking up and we're picking it up for ourselves. No. We put a value on it. They put a value on it. We agree. And at the sawmill, you can pick up for 60 cents on the dollar or 60 cents on the euro over there, and you can buy the waste from the sawmill. I don't even use that. It's all virgin wood. As it fell on the forest floor, that's all that's put in.
Man, that's the purity side of it. Now, we're not talking about kiln dried. We're not talking about cut up and made into molding or flooring.
That's right. Kiln dried wood is exactly what it says, kiln dried. It extracts all the moisture and leaves very little flavor in the wood. So that is a major problem with commercial production of charcoal. Commercial production will only give you a smidge of taste.
Now, we heard a rumor that Baxter's Original, which is a huge wood supplier, has tried to take in some of this wood, do some testing.
Oh, yeah, Baxter's. Mike Baxter is a fine guy. He contacted me, and I sent him his first gift box. I said to him, well, Uncle Dan, yeah, Sergeant Dan is life's just like a box of chocolate. Open up some bags of charcoal. You don't know what you're going to get. When you open up our box of charcoal, you know exactly what you're going to get. Virgin wood, totally carbonized, no foreign matter, long duration, low ash. It's a really wonderful product.
You know, if you think about the barbecue cook on the competition trail, BTUs is what they're after. Consistent BTUs.
Consistent is the word.
And, you know, it doesn't matter which box. Now, he's got about 100 boxes down here. Doesn't matter which box you open,
about
you're going to get
about 300 boxes.
You're going to get the exact same burn, the exact same temperature, and lighting. Now, these things here, you know, some of these people have to put lighter fluid in their briquette.
Oh, please.
But you just
please don't.
Just put a little paper under yours and whoa.
Please don't. We go through such an effort to bring a pure product to the market. Folks, steer away from the chemicals. You surely don't need it on your children's meat, you know, the meat that you serve at your family's table. You don't need it. If other people use it and they're, you know, definitely bending or doing whatever, but people that are cooking on this are just truly using less charcoal. The BTUs are there. The lighting, you don't need self-lighting charcoal unless it's some dense biomass that's been carbonized. You don't need lighter fluid or self-lighting. You just need pure wood, and you put a sheet of paper under it or rip the top of the bag off, and that's probably enough paper right there. And it's simple enough. Use a little natural gas or a little burner and throw a little flame on it from a lighter. It'll light up. It'll light up easy.
Now, if you're talking about BTU, man, we was down there at Big Papa Battle at
Claremont.
In Claremont, Florida. Big Papa Battle at Barbecue Junction in Claremont, Florida, and we had a green egg. Now, you know how well that green eggs hold that heat.
Beautiful, beautiful cookers.
And he had in a chimney a full load of the Forest Lumps charcoal, and he had been burning for a little while. And the cook didn't anticipate the huge amount of BTUs that go along with.
Yeah, he dumped the chimney into it, and then they're preparing for searing the steaks and the shrimp, and he just happened to dump some more charcoal in it on top of it, and there it was when he was trying to put the steaks on. He got them on there all right. Barely got them off though.
750 degrees in 5 minutes, and you know, if you think about a steak, now these weren't like 2-inch thick; they were probably 1/2-inch thick.
Oh, he cut them. They were for the battle. They wanted to cook them perfect, and yeah, that's it. 1/2-inch.
750 degrees. You don't have to cook a steak long at 1/2-inch, and boy, it went fast. It was done. It was beautiful, and Forest Lump just provided the perfect atmosphere to get that steak done, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Man, I tell you now, folks, if you go to www.forestlumps.com, you'll find Marco's son. You can send him an email. They'll get back in touch with you. Now, folks, we're talking about single boxes for $22.50. We're talking about a four-pack for $19.95 per box, $80, 80 pounds. And then we've got a 12-pack, a 24-pack. Now, if you really want to get serious about your barbecue, 54 boxes, 20 pounds apiece, 1,080 pounds per pallet. If somebody wants to buy a pallet, Marco, how would they go about doing it?
Well, you get onto the website, you click on the pallet order instead of a four-pack or four packs. You choose your zip code, fill in the block. It basically fills out what the distance of travel is and what the estimated delivery cost would be. At that point, we will try to find the cheapest form of ground transport for a pallet, which there's lots and lots of trucks that leave Florida empty. And so the prices cannot be more than, you know, normal transportation in the inter part of the United States. So we'll contact you, tell you what the actual shipping costs will be, and you can pay for it online. And we can later even negotiate, if you're actually interested in constant delivery, reserving your Forest Lump pallets. Because, as I said, I'll be doing 2 containers this month, 3 containers next month. I'll step it up 1 container a month, proving that the market is here. And by July, we should be able to have 6 containers a month coming in. Again, 100 metric tons, 220,000 pounds, 9,000 boxes.
Whoa!
And yet, I can tell you that's less than 1% of the United States hardwood lump charcoal market. Less than 1%.
Wow.
So
you're not interested in all the market. I mean, this
I'm
is
not
such
a mass
refined
marketer.
Right.
I am providing the world's best hardwood lump charcoal, and I hope that the people that want it get it. I hope that the competitors that want it realize that I'm keeping the price low. I don't think that it's necessary to jack it up over $30 like some charcoals have reached. I don't even think it's necessary to get it over the $22.50 mark if you're an individual box buyer. So, in the end, those that want it and those that compete and those that truly invest into good, like buying that green egg is one of the, you know, or the Kamado or one of the fantastic cookers, they put money into it, then they should put quality product into it. Because, I mean, after all, they're not buying cheap meat, are they?
No.
You gotta, cheap fish.
I mean, the first thing they say in any barbecue school is you got to start off with a good product.
There you go. I mean, it doesn't make sense using a great cooker and a great meal, but cooking it on some poisonous gases and
yeah,
stuff, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, now, folks, Dana L. Hillis, Big Papa's Country Kitchen, has really jumped in on this, and I tell you, he's one of the best barbecue cooks in the whole country, in the world. He's won at every venue, every sanctioning body. He went to Las Vegas. I mean, took reserve grand champion this past year at the World Food Championship. He was just edged out by Butcher Barbecue. Big-time name, big-time events. And I tell you, he has lent his name, and that's all he cooks on, isn't it?
Dana's a fantastic guy. I looked up on the internet one Sunday, and I saw the Florida Barbecue Association had a cooking school going on. I lit up the car and headed on down the road. About 3 hours later, I walk into Dana's most impressive warehouse.
My goodness.
When you see pictures of Dana's warehouse, then you realize, yes, he is, you know, a top performer.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen, you know,
so many shelves,
grand championship and shelves of trophies and placards and banners and, I mean, everything written on a grand, reserve grand. It was quite amazing. And you know, in the middle of the class, cooking class, or actually it was the very end of the cooking class, he invites me in, shakes my hand, says, "How did you find me?" he then points me in the direction of the food, says, "Let me finish up cooking class, make stuff at home, get some to eat, we'll talk." And shortly after that cooking class, we had a great conversation. He was very happy for me to come in and become the official sponsor of Big Papa's Country Kitchen. And I believe that two champions have joined forces with a third champion known as Barbecue Superstars.
Yeah, I tell you,
Daryl is one champion.
I tell you what, folks. Now, I got on the radio last night, and you know, I really started rolling out Forest Lumps Charcoal, and we've gotten a lot of calls and response from around the country today. And you know, I was so honored that I'm able to serve you barbecue cooks. And you know, I've always said, and I want everybody to make sure they know, barbecue cooks is what we're interested in at Barbecue Superstar. If you're a competition cooks that goes out every weekend, spends your $1,000-$1,500 to compete in a contest, you deserve to be represented in a profound way. You know, a barbecue competition is nothing until you cooks pull on there. Just like this weekend, you know, they've got about 35 competitors, probably 15 backyard and 30 pro. That's 45. And you know, without you competition cooks being here, this event would be empty and meaningless. There wouldn't be any vendors. There wouldn't be any reason for the people to come. You know, when people smell that barbecue, something magic happens, that blue smoke rolls. And, you know, Barbecue Superstars has made its mission of supporting you cooks. We love every one of you. You know, we know that you're spending a lot of money. We know that you're out there working hard. You know, if you're a competition cook and you go and you do your weekend cook on Friday, Saturday, and come home on Sunday, well, you spend Monday, Tuesday getting back ready, and Wednesday you've got a few minutes to breathe, but Thursday you're back on the road or you're back down. You've got to do it all over again. And you know what? You're the cutting edge of barbecue. You are what's making the stardom, the television, the radio, everything that's happening is because each one of you barbecue cooks. And you know what? Barbecue Superstars has always maintained and has worked hard for to get you sponsorship, to get your team sponsorship, to you as an individual cook that works hard to get you recognized. And folks, we're still on that mission. We're trying to bring you the best products. Now, I've talked about a lot of cookers through these 2.5 years. I've talked about gravity flows and offsets and pellet cookers, and we've tried to always, we never discriminated against any cooker because we want you as barbecue cooks to have the best vision for what you can get out there.
Cool. That's why Dana's got four cookers at the Battle of Barbecue Junction.
That's
every
right.
One of the cookers are there.
Now, 2 o'clock tomorrow on live feed, you go to Barbecue Superstars Live, watch here. You can subscribe right there, watch the whole battle. And we'll have
watch last week's Barbecue Junction.
Last week's is on there too. But now I'm stepping forward. I've been in touch with Kingsford before. I've been in touch with Royal Oak. I've been in touch with a bunch of other charcoal companies. And, you know, for some reason, folks, it never worked out for me, you know, to really step in there and say, well, I'll represent your product. Because you know what? It wasn't meant to be. But when I met Marco Taylor from Louisiana via Serbia,
Balkans,
everything clicked. And then when we did Battle of Barbecue Junction last week, man, they lit that charcoal, folks, and that beautiful blue flame. You know, blue smoke is Grand Championship smoke. Well, Blue Flame is the source of that beautiful blue smoke, and I've seen that blue smoke coming out of them beautiful charcoals, them coals and fire coals of pure wood. It looked like you had lit, you know, two or three big pieces of oak, and it burnt down. Now, if you use raw wood, it makes your barbecue dark, and I know that we've brought that out a few times. Steve Overlay at the Jack Daniels World Championship was discussing that on his big major videos that he did. But, you know, now we found some charcoal that's pure wood, no less than burning wood that you cut down, you know, somewhere and brought it in, dried it.
It takes 7 parts wood to make 1 part charcoal. 7 tons of wood makes 1 ton of charcoal. So you're dealing with the pure carbon. That's what charcoal is. It's carbon, pure carbon. And so when the wood is pyrolysized, meaning melting all the wood vinegars out of it, you don't have the carcinogenic material that is existing in wood. And so why would you coat your food with only wood burnings and the smoke from only wood? Yes, it's carcinogenic. I mean, you wouldn't stand over it and breathe it, would you? But you'd eat the condensed and layered upon layered. You have to be careful. You know, cooking with charcoal, hardwood lump charcoal, and wood for flavor. Yes, wood chips for flavor, or even a stick of wood or two, is a wonderful flavor.
Aged a year, aged 6 months.
Yes, make your choice. But it does not have to be, and it should not, in my opinion. It's not a healthy barbecue.
Now, you know, he said a mouthful there, and, you know, terpenes, aromatic compounds that are possessed in the bark, that are possessed in the wood. You know,
wood vinegars.
Like if you hit a piece of oak that's freshly cut and that little juice comes out, that juice is what possesses all them carcinogenic. Now, we did a lot of research on wood. It's on Barbecue Superstars under wood suppliers. And you know what, folks? This removes all that. And you know, all those carcinogenic things, they put a bitter taste in that food. There's a little bit of bitter that comes out of that different wood flavors.
It depends on where the wood's from. South American woods give you perfumey taste. Oak and different types of woods can give you a bitter taste. So it's not necessarily that it's a bitter taste. What it is that, you know, the wood is got a very large moisture base. It has a lot of water in it. It comes out during the drying and kiln drying and just natural drying. But even that aging cannot get out the residual chemical balance of the wood. And those are what we know as wood vinegars, acetone, paint thinner, tar.
Yes.
All of those things are what used to be distillation of wood. That's how it was done first before petrochemicals, you know, created new compounds that are today called acetone, paint thinner, and tars, and so forth.
Through synthesis.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So what you got is in the process of a small batch, kiln, cooking, all of that. You can even see it in my on my site. I have many pictures displaying the actual kilns where there's puddles of tar and liquids in front.
Wow.
Those are all things that you don't want present in your meal.
Right. So those things would actually be in a non, you know, pure wood situation.
Yeah,
they would actually
wood
be
barbecue,
in the charcoal.
They're on your food instead of on the road asphalt.
Well, you were talking about African wood earlier and African charcoal.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about African wood charcoal.
First off, how did I come across Africa? I did live in Africa as a kid. But
you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 6 years old. But anyway, the Dutch from Holland, I met up with some people that wanted me to look at the renewable energy potential of the Balkan forest. That's Serbia, Bosnia, Montenegro. That's where the major forest is. And so they asked me, bring some of that charcoal over because I proved to them that the economics of the pellets for energy, renewable energy, would not be feasible. But they also did charcoal. They wanted to see the charcoal. I brought the charcoal over. Now, these are Dutch people who are 90, their entire country is 90% off of fossil fuel.
Holy camoli, hold the phone. You said they ain't got to stop by Exxon?
No, they're actually still using petrol for petrol, as they call gasoline, for their cars. But the whole country heats on renewable energy from solar, wind, and pellets combined, which automobiles over there are, they're a very, very, very bike-friendly nation. And so they also have their high-speed rail, which is electric-generated, and they do not have that much. I mean, they do have cars. They're not like the states, not even 5% of what the states has. Anyway, what they intended to do was to analyze the charcoal. They asked me, bring over the charcoal, because they import hundreds of thousands of tons of charcoal a month from Africa. And they also have these twin retorts that they produced, the Dutch group. The gentleman's name is Heilbrand. And Heilbrand and I made a decent friendship based on charcoal. He visited me 3 times. I visited him 3 times. And we built a great proposition to create those twin retorts. Those are basically ovens, giant ovens that are the size of a locomotive. And they basically resemble 2 steam pressure cookers. And they basically, from the acetone and the wood vinegars and all the stuff that is cooked out of the wood, is injected into a furnace and creates an extra energy situation.
My God, so there's so much of this.
Exothermal.
There's so much of this substance, they're using it for other energy.
Yeah, it's 30% exothermal, meaning that you have a byproduct, which is waste energy at 600 degrees. And you can put that through a turbine. You can collect the energy and do exchange with heat oils. And anyway, the whole story ended up on my website under investors. You just search and find investors in technology, and then you'll see a offering that I have for building 10 of these retorts in the Balkans. And the European Union is willing to give me a bonus of $1 million that I don't have, a grant to do it, but it requires $5 million, so I would only return $4 million, and they're offering the funding for it. That's why I sell my bags of charcoal, investor needed. I put that underneath Uncle Steve, who's riding the donkey. And Uncle Steve is truly one of our producers.
And he's your uncle.
No. Oh. We call him uncle because nobody knows whose uncle is he. he's a hermit up in the forest, and he basically makes a decent living now, thanks to our purchasing of his charcoal. And he brings in probably one of the finest batches every month, 2 times a month, and he transports it down by donkey every day. And anyway, so they took the charcoal, they compared it to African petrified wood. Petrified, it's not truly petrified, as you know, stone, but it's harder than stone. Because it was the wood, 50,000 hectares concession that's over there, and the wood was basically petrified because it went through a 50-year drought. So this wood basically just hardened in the wind and the rain, wind and the rain. Well, actually, I said drought because it couldn't have been rain.
Yeah. Hold on.
Let's just say wind in the sun. That's kind of silly. Anyway, so they said that it was a drought, 50-year drought, that made the wood so hard that you have to cut it with diamond saws and all.
Wow.
And then they made charcoal out of this. They're still making charcoal out of it. They actually are putting in 100 of these retorts in South Africa currently, and over in this location where they were harvesting this wood, they have 4 retorts. And so anyway, it's a very, very interesting process, but again, this is commercial production of charcoal. the charcoal that they're producing over there is going directly into the South African steel industry.
Oh.
They're putting in 100 retorts, and each retort produces 1,000 tons. I'm telling you, I can bring in 1,000 tons easy a year, probably 1,002 or 1,500 tons a year. One of these retorts produces 1,000 tons a year.
And they got 100 of them.
And the ironworks in South Africa is swallowing every bit of charcoal they can produce.
Wow.
Now, who smelts steel and iron and pig iron needs coks, as it's called, and they are using charcoal.
Charcoal.
So you can imagine the
amount,
the BTUs that are gotten from it.
Yeah.
And of course, when they rated mine second to none, they said basically only that petrified wood, forest charcoal from Africa, could compare to what we have from the Balkans.
Wow.
Well, I beg anybody
to... get the one from South Africa.
Doubtful. I beg anybody to differ with me. You know, prove me wrong. I'll be happy to say, okay, I'm not the best in the world, but I'll be second best. Just prove that the charcoal isn't a blacksmith's charcoal that you use sparingly. You don't just dump the whole bag in. Don't do it. You'll melt down your green egg.
Oh, yeah. That's sort of what happened last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, you'll have definitely a fire going probably for maybe a day and a half.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. I don't know how long the green egg. If you put a whole box of charcoal in there, it you might have a catastrophe. It'll go over 1,000 degrees.
Man, you know, so we're talking about charcoal that's made from melting steel anyway. So,
yes.
So we're talking about backing off that 16-pound bag every time you turn around to coming back to a 20-pound bag, you only use 4 or 5 pounds of.
Yeah, it all depends on the size of cook that you got. I mean, you want to do a couple steaks, you fill your chimney up halfway, you know, and you dump it in there, and you got enough heat to do four steaks, a little half chimney.
Well, this has turned out to be a show for you barbecue cooks out there to teach you about charcoal. I didn't know all that information. Boy, that was a lot of stuff that he just put out. And you've really done your homework on charcoal. And, you know, he's listening.
I ought to write a doctoral thesis because I've studied enough.
Yeah. You know, he's really a brilliant guy. Don't let him fool you. This guy here, he's really smart. Some of the things he said, I haven't heard since I was in pharmacy school because he's very alert and attention to detail. And I'm very impressed with him. And folks, you will be too. You know, we've got it on our website, you know, $22.50 for a box, $80 for 80 pounds, and then less and less for a pallet. And folks, I mean, if you want to buy some right this second, go to Barbecue Superstars and get you a box and try it. But if you want to buy it consistently, please go to forestlumps.com. Get a relationship going with Marco. And Marco, for big-time reputable barbecue companies, you'll even take a few people to put it on their website and sell.
Yes, I'm willing to let anybody that has a following represent my product because I feel that it's the only right thing to do. I found something that is really a precious commodity. And I don't want to use the word precious commodity. And that means that it's in limited resources. It is in limited resources because the people are just not willing to go out there and do what I do.
The quality is precious.
But the quality is precious to the cooks. And those people deserve to have this. It's not just to put it in a ritzy store and ask $35, $36. You know, there are lots of mom-and-pop barbecue shops that should have it, and other people should be available to have it. But I really want the barbecue brethren to have it. As you said, you know, barbecue superstars in the superstore, they represent and the interests of the barbecue brethren. And that's kind of like, you know, when I first came into the scene, I saw that you people are truly decent, hardworking, the backbone of America.
Are you talking about a real Americans that act like Americans? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And it just made me, you know, commit that much more committed to bringing the product to you at a fair price. And you know, I need to make a living doing it. I can't just give it away. Otherwise, if I was wealthy, I'd probably just, you know, be importing it and sitting on it and you know, I don't know, just delving it out as I wanted to. But that's not the point. The point is to get it out there for the people to use it, and those that want it, they'll continue to order it. And probably I will not go more than six containers a month, because I don't want to give myself a hernia. You know? and that's more than money that I can pick up in a day.
Well, folks, now I got some shocking news for everybody, and I'm looking for a radio show host for Wednesday and Thursday night. If you're a barbecue cook out there and you've wanted a shot at hosting a radio show on Barbecue Superstars, here's your opportunity: Wednesday or Thursday night, 7 p.m. Or, well, if you take a Wednesday or Thursday, you can do your show whenever. But let everybody out there know, try to send me emails. Don't all call me at once. But if you want to do your own radio show on Barbecue Superstars Radio Network, now, folks, Barbecue Superstars Radio Network is red hot. So if you want to get sponsorship, get your team name out, take Wednesday or Thursday night, get in contact with me, and we'll let you head off and do it in a hurry. Now, Marco, you know, we've talked a lot about purity. We've talked about no sparks, high BTU. You know, we've talked about reducing the amount of charcoal you need, like a gravity flow. But also, you know, one of the things that I've heard a lot of was when you have too much dust, that dust will get trapped in a gravity flow. And I think you were talking to a big-time producer of gravity flow cookers today. And what was he talking about that?
Well, a gentleman called me from Georgia, and we were discussing the possibility of him carrying our charcoal and being a retailer of the charcoal. And I said, that's wonderful. He and I discussed the size distribution. What I do to make absolutely positive, because I have two funnels that fill the bags. First off, it comes across a track that's 4.5 meters long. That's roughly 16, 17, maybe 18 feet long. And the track is it's a mesh. 8-millimeter mesh is roughly about I'd say half inch gaps. So anything that's smaller than a half inch in a rectangular shape will fall through. So that means there will be absolutely no dust. There will be no fines in the sense of the small fines. Now,
nails,
larger chips, as we call them, the chips are valuable. Those are very good for easy lighting, and you will have some chips. But as far as fines and dust, I will pay anybody that didn't step on it, of course. Like, I can't prove it, but I'll pay anybody that insists on having their money back. I'll give you your money back. If you have more than 5% dust or fines, you can have your money back.
Now, 20% is the standard. You know, if you get
15, let's be fair.
15.
10 is considered exceptional. To end up in the bottom of the bag and have only 10%, which in essence it's weight, it's considered standard. But if you have 15 to 20%, then you're pretty much not very happy. Now, that only happens because we have a phenomenon called warehouse gorillas.
We're not
talking about Colombian gorillas. We're talking about warehouse gorillas.
Right here,
They will pack all the product left and right. They'll throw the bags. And in the end, nobody's going to give a darn whether or not that bag of charcoal is packed proper or not. You know, and then God forbid that it gets punctured and all that dust and fines go all over your store.
All over your cook trailer, all over.
Or your car.
Your backyard. I mean, your back.
Good. It's good for the backyard. Just dust it off into the flower bed. Charcoal is a phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yes.
Okay.
All of my dust and fines come into the secondary market, which is potting soil.
Wow.
Yeah. Dust is, as I call it, a soil amelioration. It augments. Charcoal fines and dust can augment soil so well that you can take it to a golf course that's turning yellow from being over poisoned by chemicals, and you can augment the soil, and in a couple of months it's bright green again.
Wow.
Charcoal is carbon. Have you ever heard of active carbon tablets that you drink when you get poisoned?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Well, you can count on it. Hardwood lump charcoal is the world's best carbon for active carbon. Now, if I had 100 tons of it on a monthly basis, I could sell to Calgon. And then Calgon would be paying me top dollar for it. And they actually, I thought about destroying all the charcoal, making fines, and selling to Calgon 100 tons a month. But then I wouldn't be able to enjoy the wonderful life of barbecue.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, it's fun out here.
And so soil amendments and soil augmentation and potting soil mixes. You can look inside at any potting soil, and you have all kinds of, you know, soils and all this and that, and, you know, topsoil and bottom soil and whatever they want to call it. But if you have charcoal in your soil, you have a winning product. Why? Charcoal will retain moisture. It is hydroscopic. Charcoal has a million cells, just like a sponge. If you took 1 gram of charcoal and ironed it out, you have the size area of a football field.
Whoa!
If you activate that same gram, you go 13 football fields in area.
Whoa!
Now, that's why if you are poisoned and you take a tablet of active charcoal, you stand a good chance of having all that poison absorbed by the active charcoal tablet. Charcoal in your water filters, charcoal in your pharmaceuticals, charcoal in your wine. Charcoal, charcoal, charcoal. Why? We're all made of carbon. Everybody is carbon in the end.
Charcoal filtered Jack Daniels. Wait a minute.
There you go.
Tennessee whiskey, you know?
I don't know many whiskeys that are not charcoal filtered. They just...
You know, now, one thing I can't say about Jack Daniels whiskey is...
I like it.
They're burning boards. I never, you know, are them probably raw wood that they made boards?
Well, no, those are many different types of boards. I think the predominant one that whiskey barrels are made out is oak.
Oh.
And yet you have to go sparingly because the taste is there. And if you overpower it, I've heard and I've tasted overpowered. So you don't want to go overpowered with it. And that's why they put it in a little pack.
Well, I tell you, man, a lot of barbecue information going on here at www.forestlumps.com. That is the mecca of charcoal and big-time magnificent barbecue. And, folks, I challenge everybody out there, doesn't matter if you're a top-tier FBA team. Now, if you're an FBA member, you get a discount, right?
Yes, I even dropped the price more for the FBA members because we're going to develop a challenge. We're looking forward to having a national challenge sponsored by Forest Lumps, where the winner that goes through 5 qualifying challenges. We still haven't figured it all out, but we'll have it posted soon. I will give an annual supply of charcoal to the winner.
So what he's talking about is just like there's the Kingsford Chase, now we're going to initiate the Forest Lumps National Barbecue Championship, 10 contests. You only have to compete in 5, but it'll be 10 selected contests. So one of those 10, 5 of those 10, you've got to be in, whoever's got the highest score. So we're talking about an FBA championship equal with anything in the nation. And, folks, when we release this Forest Lumps National Barbecue Championship, it's going to be red hot. Now, we're just starting off with 10 contests this year with 5 contests that you've got to participate in. But then we're going to raise the stakes. The money's going to go up. And what we want to try to do is get enough Forest Lumps going out there to get a $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 grand prize going. for the Big Forest Lumps National Barbecue Champion that will be crowned. It'll be all Florida Barbecue Association stuff that we'll be doing. And I tell you, the Florida Barbecue Association is so exciting. I mean, there's so much going on. Great judging, you know, great barbecue. Some of the top teams in the country, 25 of the top 100 in the world are right here at the FBA. They go at each other. But we want to bring the family out more nationwide and make it broader and bigger. And, you know, Florida's a state just like any other state, and it's Florida Barbecue Association. So, folks, get in touch. Go to the FBA, Florida Barbecue Association website. You know, think about changing your contest to an FBA, because I tell you, we get these champions. Now, this is not the only championship that we're hoping to introduce, but we're going to introduce this one first. And, boy, I tell you, for Forrest Lumps to really get in there and start a big-time championship, it's just exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's a lofty aspiration of ours, but we hope that in the next year to 2 years, we can actually raise a sizable purse for it. And I know that personally, Forrest Lumps can provide a annual supply of charcoal to the winner. That's without a doubt. We'll see if everybody else can reach deep and provide sponsorship and raise up a purse like that.
Now, I tell you, folks, we're going to put the results of these 10 contests on the front of Barbecue Superstars and the front of the Forrest Lumps charcoal page on Barbecue Superstars. And look, folks, we're going to get a little NASCAR going in the FBA. It's going to get exciting. And I tell you, this weekend, now if you look around at some of the other sanctioned bodies and at their prize money, this weekend is equivalent with anything in the country, $15,000. There's about 30 pro teams here, so you only have to compete with 30 teams. Now, we know there's another contest going on, 100 teams for the same $15,000 that you can come down here in the FBA and only compete against 30. You got to compete against 100 in the other sanctioned body. So, folks, look, Florida Barbecue Association is happening. Going to be a lot of change, a lot of excitement, a lot of things going on, and Forrest Lump is leading the way. So we just want to ask you, you know, get you a box. Go ahead and buy you a box. Get it in-house. Try some cooks at home. Practice with it a little bit. Now, as in, we've got 3 YouTube videos on Barbecue Superstars YouTube page and on the Forrest Lump page on Barbecue Superstars. There will be somewhat of a small adjustment in a good way. Less time, better heat consistency. Keep that offset at a better temperature because of an even burn and a quick start. And we have some teams out there in those YouTube videos talking about the consistency and the adjustment. And what was he talking about when he said you have to adjust a little?
That's basically it. The heat is intense, so you have to be careful. The timing of the easy light and the fast rise to the heat. And then, of course, if you have all that power, you need to know how to regulate it. So if you learn how to regulate it, those are the adjustments. And then you can have the long, long duration of such a great heat. So I think that those few factors right there are the most intense things they have to worry about if they're going to start using a new product. Like kind of getting a Ferrari out of the car if you're used to driving a Buick.
Man, you know, Jambo pits are so insulated, cook so well. Dana actually has a Jambo pit. Can you imagine putting this pure lump, great rocket fuel charcoal in a Jambo? Boom, you're up to temperature. Boom, it maintains it for 2 or 3 days. You don't have to bring 14 pieces of wood. Just bring one 20-pound box and use a little bit of it.
Yeah, the Jambo was running at Claremont, and the temperature kind of dropped down, and it was covered up with a blanket, and wasn't looked at for about a half an hour. And, you know, when you don't want to let the temperature drop and stay down. And so the decision was made to throw in a sizable amount, almost a half bag of, and within 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Within 5 minutes, they got the temperature of 150 degrees back.
Wow.
Boom. I mean, it's phenomenal.
That's a lot of steel. That's a big, you know, transition from that back up to temperature. And well, folks, we've really enjoyed our show tonight. Now, we've got live stream going. We've got this big event now tomorrow, all in the morning. There's going to be a lot of activity. at a Catholic school that looks like a university. It's so big. It's, they've got mega stadiums in the back. And they've got a huge school in the front. We've got full access to everything. So we're going to be shooting the event all weekend. We want to invite you to go to Barbecue Superstars Live, subscribe, get yourself in there at 2 o'clock. Now, 2 o'clock, make sure you're watching live.
Battle at the Barbecue Junction.
Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction is going to kick off. We're going to have two teams with 40-some ingredients. And now, Dana came out on live television a few minutes ago, and he said they're not going to be easy. Play time is over. We're going to raise the stakes a little bit. These teams have got to really pull their stuff together. So you're going to see a little sweating like you do on CHOP. It's going to get rough in the house, and we're excited about it. We want to invite you to watch. And then 6 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll have the second one on. And then 2 o'clock on Saturday will be the big finale. Two teams going at it for the prize money.
The two winners.
The two winners from the first two rounds, which will be tomorrow. And we want to invite you, get excited about Big Papa's Battle. And I tell you, it's been exciting so far, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Last weekend was a gas. It was fantastic. I enjoyed filming it with you and sponsoring it. I made sure that everybody got their take-home prize. You know, the winning teams each got 5 boxes. The losing teams got the consolation of 2 boxes. Take it home and try it out and come on back and win it again.
Man, I tell you, and then unexpected results. You know, the Florida boys went up against Mount Dora and Dora, and of course the Florida boys won, which that might have been a little bit expected. But when
I don't know how though, because that roll that they made Mount Dora,
that was
gorgeous.
It was.
But the Florida boys, they had a good thing going.
Well, then Budmeister, which I expect would just blow Mad Daddy off. I was expecting Budmeister to win by 10 points. Man, Mad Daddy came out and won it.
Yeah.
And then
it never goes to show you.
And then on Saturday, Florida boys and Mad Daddy went out. The kind of gourmet that Mad Daddy put out, I thought Mad Daddy would win on Saturday, honestly. But, boy, Florida boys stuck it to it. And we got video. Now, I'm going to put this up probably on Monday. I've already got it all edited. So the Claremont event will be put up on YouTube on Monday. I'm going to go ahead and post that one. Now, this one I'm not going to post. But, see, I want everybody out there to experience it once so they can see what's going on at this level now that I've got the new equipment and all the new cameras and everything. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to watch that one event and see, boy, it was funny. And what did you think when Elvis showed up?
I tell you, it amazed me. They truly are amazing. Florida boys actually barbecued for Elvis.
Wow.
And got a costume as a gift. And this is not a farce.
Oh, really?
This is true. The costume was one of Elvis's costumes.
Oh, my God, it was?
Yes.
I didn't have any idea.
They told the story, and I heard it from a distance. So I'm not sure if I got all the information correct, but they've been barbecuing for over 25 years.
My goodness.
They did some barbecuing out there in Memphis, and that's where they met up with Elvis and barbecued for him and got a gift of a costume.
No wonder it looks so authentic. I thought, boy, it's an awful fancy costume.
Yeah, for somebody to go through the effort to make that nice. I mean, that really looked.
It was fancy. And congratulations to the Florida boys. Now, if you go to the front of Barbecue Superstars and you look down a little bit, you'll see that Lang Smokers, Divine Swine, and now the Florida boys have moved to the second round. So as long as you see that maximum of 400 points, you'll know that we're still in the first round, moving to the second. But now when we get to the second, the next group of maximum scores will be 600 points. So we'd like to offer everybody the best, what do you call it? My goodness.
Best of luck?
Yeah, the best of luck to get to 600 points, because once we get past 600, it's going to move up to 800, and there's not going to be many teams that get 800 points because we will be moving toward the big national champion of Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. Well, we'd like to thank our main man, Marco Taylor, for coming on from www.forestlumps.com charcoal. Thank you, Marco, for spending so much time and bringing out so much barbecue knowledge. And for all you barbecue teams out there that we love and respect so much, we'd like to let Marco just give a few statements to end the show and tell us a few words of wisdom about what he's doing.
Spread the word. A good thing is kind of like a talon. You bury that talon in your garden, God's not going to smile upon you. If you have a good talon, 4 of them, 10 of them, spread it and do a good thing. And let it just happen. That's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to make sure that what I have is a good product and I want the world to know about it. But I'm not into mega marketing and multi-million dollar deals and all that. I'm happy bringing, like I said, 100 tons a month is more than enough for a family man to import. And I honestly, I feed a lot of people, a lot of families. I'd say roughly about 50 families depend on me for purchasing the charcoal that I engage them to make. The team that I work with in my warehouse and packing facilities are all family men. Every one of them has 2 or 3 kids, and they're all trying to survive, and their paychecks are nominal, extremely nominal in that country that the facility is located at, and I pay them extra on top of that as bonuses for production and for good quality control. They're trained well. They're outfitted well. You can take a look soon. Maybe we'll even have a webcam feeding you direct pictures. We're talking about that so that people can actually see that you got some normal people there that work hard days. They work 12-hour days, 2 shifts, 24-hour, 7. We do it.
Good, honest, decent people.
Yeah. And so, you know, good work ethic, good quality product. Spread the information. Buy yourself some. Get your discounts. Become a Florida Barbecue Association member and get yourself pallets and group up together and get your lower prices.
Man, that's exciting news. And folks, you know, like somebody represents Kingsford, well, Dana Hillis represents Forest Lumps. And Kingsford has their champion. Well, we've got our champion, and that's Dana L. Hillis. And I tell you what, folks, everything is going to come together. It's going to get really exciting. And the Florida Barbecue Association is going to get exciting at ForestLumps.com, and it's going to get exciting on Barbecue Superstars. You know what? If you're a competition team out there, Barbecue Superstars loves you. We're reaching out to you every day. Come on and use what Barbecue Superstars has got. Promote your team. Promote your sauce. Promote your rub. It's free. If you're a barbecue team or a restaurant, we're not going to charge you a cent to come in here and try to start making money. Because you know what? If you're a hard enough worker to cook barbecue every day, we feel like you deserve to make enough money to live so you can make it your full-time passion. Because we love barbecue and we love hard-working barbecue people. So this is Daryl for Barbecue Superstars. We are live in Fort Myers, Florida at the, what's the name of the school?
Bishop Verrott Catholic High School.
Bishop Verrott Catholic High School.
Yeah, Bishop Vero, as they call it, Vero, but it's spelled V-E-R-O-T, Verrott.
And we are broadcasting live. We are doing live radio. We're going to be here all weekend. And, folks, go ahead and get on Barbecue Superstars Live. Get yourself a membership. We've got so much information on there, National Barbecue Association classes. We found out last night on the radio that somebody who's opening a restaurant actually got help by the class that I videoed because they became a member. You know what? For $10 a month, you can't go wrong. I love every single one of you. Well, we're going to get in here and eat some barbecue and do some more television and hang out at Bishop Verrott. And thanks a lot for coming on. Thank you for listening. Now, if you want your own radio show Wednesday or Thursday night, please email me, get in touch with me. Now, the window closed fast. I know there'll be a ton of people get on me quick. So I'm going to say it on the radio to give you the opportunity. But if you decide you want to do it, get in touch with me right away. And first come, first serve, pretty much. And if you're a good fit, man, you know, look at some of the things that some of the other radio hosts have been able to do for their team or for their brand or just for the barbecue world. I mean, jump in. It's free. I love every one of you. Well, we're going to let you go. I hope you all have a great night. Thanks for stopping by. And this is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars, where barbecue lovers
strut their stuff.